Brilliant. Nice memories there. Wonderful sets from both My Pet Jeep and Elder Roach. Wami on Tan Navashin. Oh yeah, a little notice. Could you please let me know if it's okay that you're getting the show in four parts? Is that easier or more difficult? More of a, you know what I mean? I'd like to know. It's an uploads of file size situation that is very frustrating. Anyway, let's get on with this show, and you're going to hear next On the Verge Live from the 4th of June 2009, and in it there's an interview with Stace Gill and also a wonderful interview with Ali and the DTs. Hope you enjoy, and that'll bring an end to today's show. Oh, a little announcement, a little exclusive. I'm doing the Electric Picnic again with full band for an hour on the 18th of August. Hope to see some of you there. Could you and Clara last longer for?
Down on the other side, no, it takes time. I wallow in the weight of what's in store, and that's just fine. No turning back past the reasons that be, and you know. Burning cinders never quite what they seem, and it shows. So you got no place to call home, no place to call your precious from, sculpted out in a copper frame, before they tell you all. Right now, if it's just right, hardened to the risk of that old store ever so close. I'm gonna carry you back to another side, so it makes sense. No time for guessing, just simple life. It's true. So you got no place to call home, no place to call your precious from, sculpted out in copper frame, before they tell you all. So you got no place to call home, no place to call your precious from, sculpted out in the copper frame, before they tell you all the same.
You're very welcome to On the Verge, broadcasting from the fifth floor in the Dundrum Town Centre on Dublin South 93.9 FM. My name is Brendan Hickey, and doing the sound first tonight, as usual, we have Buno. That was Donnacha Toomey we opened with. That's called The Early One. It's from Carnival of Cars, a brand new album, and he'll be out in the station here with us on the 18th of June. Now, I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio Stace Gill. You're very welcome, Stace. Thanks for making it out here. A lady who's been heard on airwaves all around the country up to now, and we've finally managed to get into play for us as well. We've been playing a track by hers called The Turn, and we're going to play it again a bit later on because we like it. The Turn, lovely, lovely song, and I've played it on a couple of different shows as well. Is this a debut or what's the story?
Yes, this is my first. It's my little introduction into the music industry. I'm still trying to figure out my sound, and I'm writing all different kinds of things, and I'm trying to, you know, hone it. But I think The Turn is closer to what I'm going to be doing in the future, a bit more electronic.
It's very, very well produced. Who did the work for you?
A producer called Doss.
Doss.
Yeah, that I teamed up with a while ago, and he's amazing. He makes all kinds of electronic music himself.
Where was this done?
The actual music itself. He sampled the sound of a music box, and then we made our own melody with it. He gave me the melody, and I wrote the melody, and then we recorded the vocal in his hot press in his parents' house. But we did use a very nice mic. We used a Browner mic, so we had to rent the
best, the best mic to get the voice properly.
We did have access to a studio, but we just decided that this small hot press, it was so dead in there that it was perfect, and it actually just worked. So that's where we recorded the vocal.
Okay. Are you working towards an album or?
I am. Yeah. I've decided now.
All in the hot press?
No, not all in the hot press.
I wonder where that magazine got its name from.
I know, I was thinking that. Maybe it will be in the hot press. Depending on how much money I have by the end of the year, it's not looking good at the moment. So,
well, are you someone who would have your own little studio at home as well, just to do your demos on and to mess around with? Or
Not really. If I was going to record a vocal, I'd literally be in that hot press. I have a very, we're moving into a bigger house now, so I have a small, very small office, but I wouldn't call it a studio space. Anything I record at home would be literally on my laptop as a, just for me to remember and to write. I wouldn't record properly. I wouldn't even record a demo at home. But I would let this producer do, like, basically take it and work on it and mix it and do all it.
And the guitar, your first instrument?
Well, actually, I got keyboard lessons when I was about 13. I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah, it was piano with me when I was young. Did the first few exams, but got tired of getting hit over the knuckles with a ruler.
I've heard so many stories like that's vicious, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, that's the way it was then. I mean, obviously, they say, like, you know, those are can do and those who can't teach, and I think there's a particularly bitter woman that used to do.
But terrible.
I have to say at the same time that it gave me a sense of rhythm and a feeling for rhythm and stuff like that, and also I enjoy music immensely, and I know she introduced me to things that probably have stayed with me.
Yeah.
But once I was old enough to say, if you, I'm off.
Yeah,
you know,
well, hold on a minute. I don't think this hit me on the fingers of the ruler is working. Yeah.
Stace, we want to get two live from you. What have you chosen to do for us, please?
Well, I'm going to sing this song. I don't really have a name for it, but I'll call it Sign Up now. I haven't quite finished it.
Is this the first time it's been played on air, then? This one?
Might be the first time I've played it on air, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
I'm co-writing it at the moment. Exclusive.
It's exclusive.
I'm co-writing it at the moment with hopefully a guy called Richard Marshall from a band called Audio, because I wrote the first verse in the chorus, and I never really felt like I didn't feel like the second verse was there, so now it's a duet, but not today.
Right, not today. Stay skill for your life.
I'm gonna sign up, I'm gonna sign up, send me a light, send me on fire, I'm gonna sign up, I'm gonna sign up, send me a light, send me on fire. Oh, stay.
for. I like when the physical don't leave me ask for more. I'm a sexy mama, likes to get what I wanna. Back up the things that I told ya, about to spring this one on you. You've been saying all the right things all night long, but I can't seem to get you over here to help take these off. Baby, can't you see things creeping up on me and the heat coming off this beat I'm about to blow? I think you don't know. Loosen up my buttons, baby, but you keep fronting me. Say what you gonna do to me, but I ain't seen nothing yet. I loosen up my buttons, baby, but you keep fronting. What you gon' do to me, but I ain't see nothing. I'm gonna sign up, I'm gonna sign up. Send me light, set me on fire. I'm gonna sign up, I'm gonna sign up. Send me light, set me on fire.
Stace Gill playing for you live there. Wonderful.
Thanks very much.
Very nice. Tell us a bit about yourself, Stace. What part of the world are you from?
I'm from Dunleary.
Dunleary.
Yeah, born and reared in Dunleary.
We're promoting Dublin South, promoting local talent again. Fair play to us.
That's it, down by the sea.
Yes, a lovely area. Now, you're initially, when you started writing, what age were you?
I was really, really shy up until a couple of years ago. Oh. And I was very keen when I was younger, like as a late teens. I just was too embarrassed to sing my own songs, and I could never finish songs. It was only literally 2 years ago that I actually finished and wrote my first song, which was Let's Get Down, which you're going to play later, I think. Before that, I was way too embarrassed. I'd only write little bits of songs. And
Was it in the form of writing poetry, or did you enjoy poetry in school?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I drag soundings around at me. Do you know that Leaving Cert poetry book?
I
know there's other, probably way better poetry books out there, but I don't know. I have this absolutely destroyed soundings book.
I tell you, for me, like obviously it's performance poetry, so, but I stopped reading poetry after soundings, more or less.
I thought,
I know now enough my own style. I'm not going to read anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, for 20 or 30 years, just to while I'm developing my own thing. I didn't want anyone to say, well, that sounds a bit like so. I want to be able to say, no, it couldn't be because I never read that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That was just a feeling with me. And I felt like that sounding was very good. It introduced me to Eliot and Yeats and people like that. And that was enough.
Well,
that was enough for me.
I mean, I think that was my form of, do you know the way teenagers get kind of, I don't know, nowadays, like there's that teenaged angsty kind of depression thing, the whole goth thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My kind of way of expressing myself was reading really depressing poetry. But in saying that, I wouldn't say that I wouldn't know an awful lot about poetry.
Yeah,
I just like reading it.
Yeah.
I don't even know, you know, I wouldn't know what's going on in the world of poetry.
But you know what you like. You know, that's something that hits you in a certain way, and that's all it needs to be.
I'm just intrigued by it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, over-analysis can destroy it in any case.
Yeah, I really don't understand it.
Was it Wordsworth, I think? We murder to dissect, you know, I think that's true. When you take something and analyse it to death, that doesn't have the same feeling for you anymore as when you first actually
that's
read it, you know. What we're going to do is we're going to play the turn, as I told our listeners, and the regulars would have heard it before. I've got to say before we play it that... lovely packaging. It's really nice. It's very sweet. It seems like you're getting a little present, you know. And it's
that was the idea.
with the little bow and everything. And that's a really good idea. Okay, we're going to play the turn now. Thank you.
new moves, new way to shine. A call from this time, this state of mind. Waiting, shaking, hope to define. Waiting, shaking, close by my side. She lay away to the shore just to find you. Make time to hide with you. She made her way to the shore just to hide you. Make time to lie with you. Fall and you find, you make yourself hide. Fall and you find, you make yourself hide. Fall and you find, you make yourself hide. A song from this stage that I made.
By Stace Gill, and Stace is in the studio with us, and she's going to give us another live song in a minute. As I said already, beautiful track. Now, is that available in shops or through? How can people get hold of that?
At the moment, downloadmusic.ie. Okay. I'm having a bit of trouble getting it up on iTunes, as usual. It takes ages, and I don't know what to be doing. So it's on downloadmusic.ie at the moment.
What's the process for getting it up on iTunes? What exactly do you have to do?
Most people that I know have gone through CD Baby, and the problem is you have to send them 5 printed CDs. And I haven't been able to afford to get the actual hard... I have the promotional copies of The Turn, but I haven't been able to afford to get the actual... put them in the shop's copies.
Oh, I see.
So until I get them, I can't send them to CD Baby. And then... because you need the... I could send them the ones that I send out, only there's no... those SRC codes and barcodes. Yeah. So that's been the trouble so far. But I'm trying to get that sorted now in the next couple of weeks. But at the moment, it's downloadmusic.ie. You can get it. And if you go onto my MySpace, it's myspace.com/StaceGill.
And you can see where to... the beautiful package that I was talking about.
They can email me, though, and I'll send them one as well. Good stuff. There's no problem emailing people the lovely little package with the ribbon, because you can tie your hair up with it, Brendan. Yeah. You could totally put it on your ponytail.
I'd go for it. Stace, what do you want to do for us now?
I'm going to sing a song called The Show. And it's a little bit different than the other songs I sing. And I wrote it after... this always raises the expectations. Don't think it's amazing. I did listen to Bob Dylan on and off over the years, but one day I just sat listening to Bob Dylan all day. Okay. And then I just went in, I don't know, I just wrote the song, and I know, obviously, it's nowhere near. It's just inspired by a day of listening to Bob Dylan. It's not inspired by Bob Dylan
as
such.
That's a good way of putting
it. It's a day of listening to Bob Dylan, and this is what I wrote. Yeah. And it's about girls trying to make it in showbiz.
Stay skilled for your life. That was called The Show. Stay skilled for your life there. Stace, you don't just not just your own stuff you do, you got a little gig going on in Purty.
I do. I set up the Purty Sessions about a year and a half ago after being introduced to the sessions in town myself, actually. Right. I thought, oh my goodness, there's an unbelievable amount of deadly musicians out there and nobody in Dún Laoghaire is going to be going to town or has even heard of any of this.
Yeah.
And the Purty Loft is such a legendary, famous bar for live original music, and there was none going on at the time. And I thought, it just felt right. It just felt like this should happen, and set it up, slow to start. And now it's booming. There's amazing musicians.
That's
like yourself. Yeah. It's fabulous having such amazing musicians coming through.
And finally, that's somebody that haven't got a stage, actually got a stage, or are they having to pay huge amounts to actually play, which is a ridiculous
side
of it.
I just don't understand it. I mean,
music isn't being nurtured in that sense, you know.
Not
what I mean?
At all.
Considering how much millions and millions has been made by certain musicians in this country,
really,
you know.
Weird industry.
So something should be put back into helping to nurture, you know. I find it ridiculous as well.
Yeah.
What I want to know from you is your web space. What's the addresses?
You can go to stayskill.com and that will just bring you, at the moment, we're just kind of working on it, and that will bring you to the MySpace, which has all the gig details and it also has the link to buying the music on downloadmusic.ie.
Okay.
That just has all my info on it.
So that's myspace.com/stayskill.
Stayskill or stayskill.com.
STACEGILL for those of you out there. Been a real pleasure having you out.
It's been absolutely wonderful meeting you finally. Yeah. I've heard so much about you.
That's great. What we're going to do is, as we promise our listeners, we're going to play another track that you brought out with you. As you said, it was your first song ever?
This is the first song I've ever written, and this is an absolute exclusive. This has never been played on the radio ever before.
Oh, we love
that.
So
I'm actually excited to hear what it sounds like.
It. Thank you very much. This is called Let's Get Down. Stay skilled. Thank you.
shaken and confused, but I wanted you here, here by my side. I needed to feel your love so tight. Let's get down.
Let's get down, down.